Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, if you were to select a feeling is believing moment of the game, I think I might choose that sneeze right there. Huh. Actually, I think I might choose the the two-run homer by Bryant in the third as Bodie pokes it foul down the right field line and out of play. The sneeze wasn't bad either.
Well, I hit.
Is that cough button on the blink again?
I don't. What you're.
We've had issues with that for years. I wouldn't feel bad if I were you. A little embarrassed, but not bad.
Rack and yak.
It's time for What Mark Heard on Saturday Suckage with Mark Grody and Steve Rosenblum.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
Oh, the Cubs playing the game yesterday. That's just great. Welcome and welcome back. Saturday Suckage, Saturday Sneezing. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody with you. And it is indeed time for our near award-winning segment, What Mark Heard, coincidentally run by a guy named Mark Grody. Mark, what did you heard?
Oklahoma State tackle Tevin Jenkins is now with the Chicago Bears, a second-round pick of the team. And I don't know if you have heard this story, Steve Rosenblum, and maybe you have, but maybe our listeners have not. So when he played at Oklahoma State, he played mostly right tackle. He did play some left tackle, but predominantly on the right side. And some of this was necessitated because of the injuries along the offensive line at Oklahoma State. And a backup at Oklahoma State by the name of Jake Springfield. Great name. He was a redshirt freshman who felt more comfortable on the left side of the line. So he was accommodated. And Springfield's sister, who played softball at Oklahoma State, just happens to be Tevin Jenkins' girlfriend. Have you heard this story, Stevie Sunshine?
No.
Okay.
No.
So there it was thought that maybe some, you know, little favor, a little help, you know, help a brother out kind of thing going on. And Tevin Jenkins was asked about that yesterday.
I feel comfortable playing all five spots, even though I've been working center, but I haven't taken any live reps. But that story is 100% true, because that's what happened during our game. You know, unfortunately, two people went down and had to flip sides. And I asked Jake if he wanted to was comfortable, which side he's more comfortable. And he told me left side. I said, all right, man, if you're comfortable, I'll go right side. I could do that like a flip of a switch. I could just switch into any other position as fast as I needed to. And I just try to do that with a very high level.
So
I love that. That's great. That's great. Can you help a brother-in-law out? That's the way that's going. Wow. What do you want to play? I'll play the other one. I love the confidence. I love the just that on the fly, whatever. I'll do what I have to do. I love that. That's great. What a great story. I did not know of that.
Yeah, and in our initial Zoom with Tevin Jenkins, if I recall correctly, he also said that he could play center. Like he was talking, hey, man, I was practicing taking snaps. So this guy, he's all in, man, like from everything. And I know we heard this a little bit earlier, but I don't care. I want to hear it again. Mm-hmm. And this was Tevin Jenkins talking about his life coming to Chicago and being on the airplane and all that good stuff. So let's roll it, Trash Panda.
It definitely set in for me when I definitely got on that plane ride. That's when it definitely hit me. Like, that's when it hit me the hardest because, you know, I've never been to Chicago, Illinois ever. And as soon as I landed, you know, I was over there I felt like a tourist because I was over there looking side to side, looking at all windows, they're feeling nice and trying to be trying to sightsee while I was in the plane and when I got onto my car too. And, it really hit me hard because, you know, it's just like all that, like I said, that's my dream and I'm just happy to be here.
We're not in Stillwater anymore, Toto. That's what that is. That's just, I hope he can play. Stay healthy and play and be good. He's a wonderful, he's gregarious, he's outgoing, he's got stories, he's a great character. I love this. And the fact that his voice goes up like a Keebler elf, wondering if Chicago, of all places, just mourning the late Helmut Jahn, if we have any skyscrapers.
Do you guys have a skyscraper?
Yeah, he knows we have pizza. He's not sure about the skyscrapers. All right.
Come on. We live in a small world now. He knows we have skyscrapers.
This little burg named Chicago. Okay.
Yeah. And look, I love personality of players and things like that, but I've learned from covering teams very closely in this town that nobody cares about personality if they can't play. So that is, you are correct, but this is the time to let it fly a little bit before they actually step on the field and do anything right or do anything wrong, as the case may be. Let's move on to the Bears head coach, Matt Nagy. And I put this on Twitter yesterday about the personality of Justin Fields. And I think Bears fans really liked it because I said that he's all business. And here's Matt Nagy talking about that personality from the Bears' new quarterback.
It's funny because I'm sure you guys are all seeing right now, he's got that serious look / mode to him every time he's around. But then every once in a while, you get that crack of a smile that is just, I think he's always got that competitive drive just engraved in him. And so that's where he's at all the time. But then he also has that other side to him as well. So the more that we have these meetings with him, the more that we realize and get to see his commitment to being focused at the details of this offense and see how fast he can grow, it gives us a chance to be able to work off of that. But he's got a really great professional personality, which I love. He's all about business right now. And to have somebody that's been through the stages that he's been through to now get to this point and work your way back up. We always liken it to, you can always talk about whether it's from high school to college, college to the pros. You know, you go from a big fish in a small pond to a small fish in a big pond. And it's just a matter of getting to learn your teammates and work your way back up to getting to where you want to be. So he's a competitor.
Man, I think the best part about yesterday, Steve, was that Matt Nagy also told us that there was a botched play at one point in time by one of the young receivers for the Bears, and it was Justin Fields who corrected the receiver and showed him what he needed to do next time. I mean, that I don't think I've ever heard of something like that.
I know other quarterback I never heard that about. I just you point that out.
Okay, let's.
I'm not going to say any names, but just another quarterback that played here.
Yes, but let's. But you know what? You brought that up, and that's exactly what I was thinking. Listening to this, are we going to do this all year? So, Trash Panda, Mark Grody, will we hear every comment and compliment about Justin Fields and immediately compare him to Mitch Trubisky and imagine his failures in that specific area, whatever Matt Nagy's talking about? Is that what we're going to do all year?
I hope not, because you don't want Justin Fields to be good relative to Mitch Trubisky. You want no, Justin Fields to be his, and we're going to do it. I mean, it just happened. But no, you don't want that relativity scale for Justin Fields. Trash.
It's exciting for all of those guys, and you're going to continually hear us talk about that. I know the excitement is about Justin and getting him out there and at that quarterback position for him to be able to go out and really just see right now where his foundation is at as a player. You know, it's one thing when you see what he does on college tape and what he did at Ohio State. It's another thing now to start from the ground up and be able to see what kind of work that he puts in into being able to take control of the huddle. There was a play today where we had him an error in the route based off the coverage that the defense gave us. And I thought it was pretty cool that already on day one, Justin was going over and in a coachable, teachable way was explaining to that player that, hey, it changed rotation wise. And you know, next time that happens, you got to run this route instead of that route. I think that's like day one. That's pretty good. You know, so those are the kind of things that we as a coaching staff got to say, okay, where is he at right now? What's his bottom ground? Like, what's his base? And once we know where his base foundation is, then we can start to build off of that. And then it's just going to be about how fast he can learn and how fast does this stuff happen? What kind of plays is he making in practice? What kind of mistakes is he making? And you know, again, it just ultimately goes back to we'll all see it and we'll know it.
It's not about what happened in 2017 with Patrick Mahomes. It's not about necessarily sitting this guy out for a lot of games. What I'm hearing, Steve, is that it comes down to Justin Fields. If he's capable, if he can gobble all of this up and show them what needs to be shown in a professional quarterback and a quarterback that you win because of, he'll start game one.
I believe the NFL already told the Bears he has to start game one. That's how they put him on Sunday night TV.
They pretty much.
But I really think if you listen in Nagy's voice and his choice of words, whatever however he was expressing himself, that the defense rotated this way, the quarterback saw it, the young receiver didn't. The young quarterback mm-hmm. went over and instructed him, and it made me wonder: does he know how to coach a young quarterback who can indeed read a full field of defense and changes? Can he? Is he so far closer to a master of all coverages that Matt Nagy doesn't know how to coach him because he's just used to a guy who could only see half the field and maybe only half the field? It's self-discovery on Matt Nagy's part.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be thinking to himself, that's all I ever wanted. That's all I ever asked for. This is all I've been talking about
right
since I got here, and there it is. So,
and I couldn't agree more with him. And sorry for leaving you guys hanging and just playing audio, by the way, guys.
No, that's okay. It actually worked out well because it backed up my point. But I was trying to give you the opening, Adam Studzinski, a.k.a. Trash Panda, to express your opinion. So that's really your loss, but you have the floor now if you'd like.
Well, I just... Honestly, I'm still processing the fact that the Bears have Justin Fields on the team. Like, I'm that excited about it. And let me tell you how excited I am. So I went home last week and I, you know, obviously saw my mom on Mother's Day, but the night before that, hung out with a good high school friend of mine. The first thing we did when I got to his apartment was we sat down and we watched, I'm not kidding, 30 minutes of Justin Fields highlights. That's all we did.
Trash fan doing
it.
Like,
I can't believe this guy's on this team.
Wow, we have that guy. So how is Sweet Alice? Let's do the Mother's Day thing before we take a break here and get to the rest of what Mark heard. But I wanted to ask about Sweet Alice and Gene Grody. How was the Mother's Day, Trash Panda?
It was good. It was real good. We didn't really do anything. We just hung out at a parent's house. And my mom wanted Chinese food, so we got Chinese food, which there's a Chinese place in Petersburg now, which is – and it doesn't suck – which is even more astounding than the fact that there's a Chinese place in Petersburg. So the town's really coming up, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
it's a ton of 3,000 people, and it's got a Chinese restaurant. So
Petersburg,
whatever.
Petersburg has always been one of the more cosmopolitan burgs.
Well, yes. Let me tell you. But it was good. Yeah, it was good. It was nice. I hadn't seen the folks in, I don't know, when was the last time I actually saw them? A few months ago. My dad was up here for a small medical procedure. That was probably the last time. So... Yeah, we're all vaccinated now. Got to see my sister and the kids too. It was good. It was good. Good, okay, good Mother's
did,
Day.
Did Shooter kill any woodland creatures for you all?
Not while I was there. No.
Okay. It took up something special.
We're gonna have something special in what are you doing, Wagner, regarding woodland creatures, but we'll get to that.
Oh, good.
So how was Gene Grody's?
Oh, well, I got to tell you, I had the halo over my head for Mother's Day, as did my older brother Paul, because we surprised Gene Grody at church in Itasca. She, you know, she's front row at church on Sunday, on Mother's Day. She's a reader at church, and she had no idea that we were coming there. And so we surprised her at church, which she loved. Then we went out to breakfast and then hung out and watched a movie. Spent the night there, watched a movie. We watched the, I always forget the name of it. The best picture this year. What is it called?
I don't know. The only one I can remember is Nomadland.
That's it. It was Nomadland.
Was it Nomadland?
We watched Nomadland. So, yeah. So it was a great Mother's Day and night. It was just absolutely wonderful. And this is the mom show, so we all had to come up big.
Yeah, boy, showing up in church, that's, you know, under the guise of being Mark Rohde as opposed to the devil. Could it be Satan?
You never know with that mask on, you know.
I know. That's terrific. I'm glad to hear that. Let's take a break when we come back. I know we have more of what Mark heard, and we want to hear that. So we'll take a break, and then we'll return to Saturday Suckage like it ought to be. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bake and bake. Come on.
For the past 15 minutes now, you've been droning on about names. Toby Wong, Toby Chung, Charlie Chan.
It's not me. I'm here and not there. And yeah.
Toby, who the is Toby?
Well, there you go, Mark. What do you think's going on now?
Toby Wan Kenobi
is hijacking your segment again, I guess. Do we have a breaking caller sounder, or do we just know because the one caller intro that was made for this show now has the one caller on there? Hi, Toby.
What's up, Toby?
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you doing?
We're doing great. Were you knocked over? Do you realize that Ryan Sandberg is now the face of Verilife?
You let me know that, and I put one in the air for him this morning.
Well, there you go. Yeah, light up for Rhino. We were trying to think of a strain for him, and I think the Bee's Knees texture had the best one, the Rhine Apple Express.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. We're gonna try to get him on. I had him on a solo show I did a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately that was before he had become the spokesperson for this company, so I didn't get to ask him questions about that. But I will text him today and see if we can. Do we have a show next week, Stevie Sunshine? I don't even know.
Well, if I can fail a drug test with the help of Ryan Sandbong, I might be able to do that. And if nobody important was listening, we're scheduled to do a show next Saturday.
Nice.
We are. Okay, good.
Sweet.
Toby, what's up, buddy? What's going on? What's on your mind?
Not much. I like this this Justin Fields move. I like that. I think he's... he's Chicago proof. He has a name that everybody can say and remember.
There's an S.
This is going to become Justice Field at some point.
Yeah,
I have heard Jason Fields a couple times too, and you know, but that's not Trubinsky or Ortman or McCowan.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, we could live without. I mean, we live in Illinois, so we understand the S problem.
That's right.
Here's a sign you may not be in the WB club, that you're going to the DMV to let them know where you live.
Yeah, right. I am. They have to know where I live when I get pulled over for whatever
they do.
I get pulled over for. But
of course
they do. I'm telling you, that was a spa day. That was outstanding. I didn't need reflexology or a massage. That is a wonderful idea. The idea of appointments.
I have a question. So I have two things like this that should be this way because we have the technology. Okay, when you're getting something shipped, when you type in the zip code, why do you have to type in the state and the city? Doesn't that go by the zip code?
You're right.
And
it should automatically
all these companies that have this thing that says, well, we can call you back. Just push 1 and give us your number instead of waiting on hold. Every place should do that ever. Why ever wait on hold again?
But it depends how badly you are needing whatever service it is that you're trying to get. Because I don't, like, if it's something really need badly, like, I don't trust them to call me back, or I don't trust that I'll be in a position to take their call. So if I'm taking the time to call one of those places, it means it's pretty urgent. So I don't know, Toby. Yeah. I hear you. I just don't trust that.
I think they know that, and then they just make you sit there.
So do you think,
but
you're trusting them, you're trusting them to do it in order, and that it would take the same amount of time, whether you're on hold or whether you've left your number. You're trusting
them.
I wouldn't want to just wait. I hate wasted time just standing or you know, even in the car on hold with someplace.
That might come as a shock to many of people who have heard you on the air, Toby.
Well, yeah, I mean, wasting time listening to hold music anyway.
Oh, okay. A little more specific there.
No, that's true, because you've emailed me multiple times about how the Trash Panda has either not gotten you on the air, not taken your call.
Right.
So yeah, I believe right. that you don't like your time wasted.
That's true. I'm efficient, if anything. Some people say lazy, I say efficient.
So I have a question to ask you, Toby. It's wonderful you called, sure. and I might have gotten around to this in What Are You Doing, Wagner, but let's discuss it now. If Ryan Sandberg is the most unlikely name to be an investor in and spokesman for a marijuana production, a cannabis, you know, he was canna curious, and now he's sure. part of the movement.
I could have predicted that, though.
Why?
Because I have my I don't know, green dar or something. You know, you can sense who might be interested.
Your pot dar?
Well, tell us more.
Yeah,
tell
yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, I mean, Rhino, I knew the former Cub who's Sudcliffe. I picked up on that one a long time ago.
Hey, Maddie.
Right.
You know what other celebrity surprised me when I found out about this recently? And it was released in April, and I just found out about this.
Yeah.
Jaleel White is now an adult. Oh. As a kid, you knew
oh, God,
as,
yeah.
as Urkel.
Right,
and
right.
He,
I know.
And he created a strain. He's serious about this. He created a strain called Purple Urkel.
Yeah, I've had it.
And what do you think? Give us a review.
It was all right. It puts you to sleep. It's good. It's an indica, so it puts you to sleep. Yeah.
All right. Well, it was high praise. It's about as much of a blurb
I
as
wonder
you're
going
to get.
I wonder if Dempster ever partakes.
He should. He's from Vancouver. And then in Whistler in British Columbia has pot that was so good, so strong. For a short time, it got a snowboarder's medal-winning performance wiped out. And then he was able to prove that it was from secondhand smoke at a party in the Olympics. And Whistler, the mayor of Whistler was on television and said, "Yeah, we're pretty proud of our pot here. It's a strong strain." And it was they were able to prove that he had secondhand smoke and not direct ingestion.
Nice.
So I would think Dempster's familiar with the history, if not the actual product.
420 another friendly, name, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another name of a guy who actually I think is on a totally different level and ahead of the curve. But is Dan Carcillo, because he's into the into the hallucinogenics, but he's got to have some base level marijuana going on too.
Oh sure. hallucinogenics, you say?
Yeah. He partakes
is
in
he
it.
The psilocybin or whatever.
Is that what it is? Like in a very proactive, like recommend, like try to get his brain right kind of thing. Like he doesn't do it to like go hang out with his buddies and trip, but he does it as a form of actual therapy. We had him on the air on one of the afternoon shows, and he was just raving about the benefits of it, and not in like the silly funny way, like in the wow, this really works, and I feel better about my life.
Yeah.
Speaking of self-medication, David Ross suggested, because John Lester is going to pitch for the Nationals on Monday.
Yeah.
Nationals come here. And that David Ross suggested they should give away free Miller Lite for John Lester's start at Wrigley on Monday.
Yeah.
Which, that was...
On him.
Him walking to the mound for the bottom of the first, that warms up in the bullpen. It's like... That is a terrific moment. And the way he went out with the idea of, here, I'm going to buy a beer for everybody in Chicago. What a legacy. What a hero. That's like outstanding. So as long as we're talking self-medication, I did not want to miss John Lester's generosity to Chicago fans.
Yeah, so, I took advantage of that when I was there.
There you go. All right. Well, Toby, thanks. Cover everything? Did we do everything you needed to have covered here, Toby?
Sure. Well, and I just think the Justin Fields thing is going to play out. I think if he plays well enough, they can't stop him. The other people in that locker room are going to, you know, demand it, I think. And I think it's just gonna, if he plays that well, it'll end up happening.
The players always know.
Right, and we've seen already that they don't have a slow trigger finger in game 3 or 4. If Dalton sucks, they'll try this kid out. So if that's all we have to wait after so many years to see a decent quarterback, I'm willing to wait it out.
No, he's starting game one. The NFL says so, and that's the way it's going to go. And then he's going to run around.
All right.
That's it.
Thanks, Toby.
Toby, thanks. Be well, Toby. All right.
Yeah, he can run fast and throw far. That's what I heard.
There you go. I'm going to pass that along. You sort of like the review of Purple Urkel. Yeah, put you to sleep. All right.
That actually leads in perfectly, Steve, to my final cut on what Mark heard.
All right.
I have one final cut here, and it's Justin Fields, Bears quarterback, talking about how this was the money cut from yesterday, talking about does he have the ability to handle the glare of being the Chicago Bear or a Chicago Bears quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, I've been, kind of in the spotlight since high school, so I kind of feel like I'm, made for this. I'm built for this. So it's nothing new to me. I'm just going to continue to work hard and continue to get better every day.
That might be the greatest answer I've ever heard.
Go Bears! I'm built for this. So Mark, you don't think he's going to be turning off the TVs in Hallis Hall so he can't hear any bad news?
Well, the TVs didn't get turned off until, 2-3 years in for Trubisky? So, I don't think right away. Maybe okay. They'll be muted, but I don't know that they'll be turned off. But, Justin Fields knows how to – He's got that part down. We'll see what happens when he steps on the field. But there's a lot of off-of-the-field stuff that he appears to be pretty good at so far.
Yeah, that's the advantage of playing a big-time position for a big-time program that goes to big games. That's one of the things. That may not make him and give him an ability to read defenses. That may not make him an ability to know the playbook quicker. But it certainly checks a box that you don't have to worry about. Let's move, we'll worry about what's on the field. But off the field, when suddenly he gets pulled in all these different directions, and he's used to it. He is. Good for him.
This is not a guy who sneaked. Is it snuck or sneaked? Sneaked through. This is not a guy who
sneaked. He did not go undetected.
No, he was a big-time high school player. He played two big-time programs. He started at Georgia and ended up at Ohio State. So that's some pressure. Those are some pressure-packed locales. So he didn't sneak through.
Played against Alabama and played against Clemson in games that meant something, and that's what you want. I would have said played against Michigan, but God, everybody's beating Jim Harbaugh from Ohio State. It doesn't really mean anything, right?
He's still there. Is he still at Michigan? Get Hub on the line.
He loves Jim Harbaugh and he hates that Ohio State can't lose to Jim Harbaugh and doesn't lose to Jim Harbaugh. It's what a thing. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the return of What Are You Doing, Wegner, and we have some musical accompaniment.
Awesome.
We have some audio with a couple of the items I've selected. So we're going to do that on Saturday Suckage. Saturday Suckage like it ought to be. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What are you doing, Wegner?
That's it. Saturday Suckage returns. So does What Are You Doing, Wegner. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. And Mark, What Are You Doing, Wegner has some, like a theme song today.
Here I go again on my own.
Let's go.
So,
Whitesnake.
So in your, Whitesnake, in your feckless youth, you're familiar with that, right?
Sure.
Good. And
David Coverdale,
back,
right?
Yeah, David Coverdale. Now, David Coverdale's wife was way back when MTV, when music television used to play music television videos.
Uh-huh.
Whitesnake, David Coverdale's wife, had the baseball legend Tawny Kitaen.
Yes.
In this video. as she's sliding across all form of cars.
Just being hot. She was there to be hot.
She was. She had previously had a relationship with a guy in Rat. Then she gained greater fame for Here I Go Again and being the wife of Whitesnake leader David Coverdale. So a week ago, she died. She was age 59.
Yeah, I was shocked on that one.
Right. And I could not let it go because she is a baseball legend. Some of our listeners may know. Some may not. Right. Some of our listeners may have just grown up and said, yeah, Tawny Katane, the chick from the Whitesnake video.
You're right. That's it. There's more.
There is. She was married to Chuck Finley, former Mariners and Angels pitcher. She was married to him from 97 to 2002. On April 4th, 2002, he filed for divorce. This came 3 days after Katane was charged with committing domestic violence against him, twisting his ear and having beaten him repeatedly with a stiletto heel in the arm, leg, and foot while he was driving his car in Orange County, Southern California. So 2 weeks later, he filed in additional court papers, said she's going to do harm to herself, harm to our daughters, or harm to our children. So there was a temporary restraining order that was issued, and she was addicted to prescription medications, and she went into rehab, and she entered both substance abuse treatment and anger management classes, and she did it for 52 weeks to get the charges dropped. In a declaration to the Orange County Superior Court, she claimed Finley used steroids, among other drugs. She also claimed he bragged about being able to circumvent MLB's testing policy. Mm-hmm. When told of his wife's accusations, she also talked about heavy marijuana use and alcohol abuse. Chuck Finley replied, I can't believe she left out the cross-dressing.
And not heard that.
So this is where, this is where it takes a Chicago turn. Finley was scheduled to pitch. So 12 days after he filed for divorce, the Angels are going to play the White Sox at Sox Park.
Right.
The stadium's musical director named Joe Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, played Here I Go Again. And Finley lasted 1 2/3 innings, giving up 9 runs, 8 of them earned, a walk, no strikeouts, 2 home runs. And Stephen was later fired, and the White Sox apologized for playing Here I Go Again less than 2 weeks after Finley's filing for divorce and the charges that came out of against. She's a baseball legend. She has a place in baseball. She passed away last week at 59. I just could not let... We couldn't let that pass. Tawny Katane.
You know what that means, too, is that the Cubs and Sox have both had sound men, I guess they're men, yeah, fired for songs that they played.
Wait, what was it? Why, remind me of the Cubs.
It was when the Cubs brought in Aroldis Chapman, and there was the domestic abuse charge on him, and the sound person there played a Prodigy song that I think most people in our audience might remember, which dealt with violence. And I think it was the next day that person, and I don't remember his name, was let go because it got out on Twitter. Like, people are saying, why is this guy playing this song by Prodigy? And you go look it up, because I have no idea if I could say it. So
discretion is better part of continued employment.
But yeah, it was an insensitive move considering the circumstances, and that is why that person was let go. So, yeah, okay. And that wasn't that long ago. That was 2016, obviously.
Okay. We have another piece of audio for What Are You Doing, Wegner? This comes from Ben Cleveland. He's not playing for Cleveland. He's an offensive lineman for Baltimore. He also happens to be a bit of a food critic.
Hold on, guys. I got this. 1 second.
I was like, am I supposed to talk?
Well, this is very important for Trash Panda to have a piece of this, a part of this. So I want
Trash He's out the door.
He's out the door.
Okay.
He's phoning in the last 10 minutes.
No, I swear I put this audio in and now I can't find it. What's going on?
All right.
Hold on. Give me 2 minutes.
Sabotaged. I know where it is.
Give me 2 minutes.
All right. Here's a tweet from New York Police Department, the 19th Precinct. Dear career criminal, thanks for accidentally leaving your iPhone in a car you attempted to steal, leaving an alternate number on your lock screen, answering our call, and returning to the crime scene to redeem your phone, allowing us to arrest you again. Sincerely, police. And there's a picture of the two cops who busted this person.
Wow.
Why criminals are stupid. That's just what it is. I love that.
Yep. It's like every day there's like 10 of those stories, which is just amazing. But I guess you're dumb if you need to steal things for a living.
Right. Right. So, Max Homa, have you heard of the PGA golfer Max Homa? Are you familiar with him?
No. Nope.
He is a rising young star, got good game, and got a great sense of humor. He tweeted this out. Someone slid in my DMs and said that although it's crazy the scores are so low at the tourney this week, I need to play better because it's obviously an easy course. Playing better is definitely something I strive for. In my defense, however, I am not even playing in the tourney. That's what somebody thought. You need to play better because you're not on the leaderboard. No, I'm not on any board.
Oh, Max.
Okay,
Steve, I got this. The audio's ready now.
You got that. Trash Panda's got this from Ben Cleveland, the Raiders offensive lineman, who moonlights as a food critic.
You know, it's one of those things. I don't know if it was a specific diet. It's more so one of those things where, you know, you eat what you got in the freezer from the fall. So, you know, had a few squirrels freeze-dried in there, so... You know, get a little hungry. Ain't got no deer meat left. Fry up a squirrel or two, and you know, just go eat that.
Freeze dried.
And he looks with the stubble, the hair, the awful haircut, the stubble, the beard, and the massive size. He looks like someone who would live in the woods and eat woodland creatures because that's what they do. So, Trash Panda, have you ever eaten a squirrel? Given where you come from,
I have not. No, never,
them?
Never had to come to eating the squirrel. Now, I did kill a fair share of squirrels in my day.
Sure, you have. Right, you guys murder them, but you don't eat them. Yeah. I gotcha.
Never. Unfortunately, I was never a sustenance squirrel hunter. But I never did. I think I know people that have.
Does it taste like chicken?
I'm sure it does. Everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. I can't speak to it though. I do not. I've never had an opportunity to even try squirrel.
What you did, you shot him, you killed him. Yeah, you had an opportunity to try it.
Did.
Maybe not freeze dried, but you had a chance.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I could have picked up one of those, but you know, I didn't. So it's, you know, it's not something. I'm overly proud of, guys. You know,
it just means more for Ben Cleveland.
You give a 14
when all the deer meat's gone, you're left with squirrel.
You give a 14-year-old a paint gun and 13 acres of land, and you know things are going to happen.
Yeah, they did. All right, there you go. So I thought there were a couple of cool things that happened in hockey this week, and one was Paul Stastny, the son of former Nordique great Peter Stastny. Paul Stastny was scheduled to play in his 1,000th game. So a lot of times, Mark, have you seen this in the pregame? Somebody's approaching that game's played milestone. They'll have everybody wear that player's jersey, like the name on the back in the jersey, right? Yeah. I think the Hawks did that for Kane. Everybody wore a Kane 88 jersey in the pregame warmups. I've not seen this before. It may have been done before. I'd never seen it. Paul Stastny came out onto the ice wearing a jersey with his name on it and the number 1,000 to mark his 1,000th game. That's great. That's great.
Look at me.
And one of the other events, I just thought this was a cool hockey moment and very Canadian, that the NHL North, which is all the Canadian teams, fans were not in the stands. And the young player named Tim Stutzel, he was the one we played his drafting. We played this on this segment because he was named, introduced, he was drafted by Alex Trebek. With the third pick in the draft, the Ottawa Senators select Tim Stutzel. And Alex Trebek made the longtime Hockey Fan, Canadian, made that. So Tim Stutzel, with one or two games to go in the season, had a hat trick. But there were no fans in the stands. What happens after a hat trick, Mark? What happens, right?
People throw their hats on the ice, right.
But they couldn't. There were no fans. So kids in the neighborhood, they know where every player lives. Kids and some adults in the neighborhood came by on against his back wall and started throwing their hats over the wall into his yard the next day.
That's pretty awesome.
I love that story.
That's fantastic.
That's
now it. We got hats to clean up, honey.
Yeah.
would anyone else be like, I feel like I'd be angry about that. Oh, these kids are throwing hats on my lawn.
Yeah, it's like get the mower out, man.
Yeah,
go get toilet paper out of the trees.
All right, there's the music. We're going to end on a happy note despite what Trash Panda acted. Thank Cody Westerlund, Jim Schwantz, Cam Ellis. Thank Trash Panda. He can go back and kill some squirrels now.
Welcome back, Stevie Sunshine. Yeah. We all love you.
If nobody important listened and I can fail a drug test next week, we'll be back Saturday Suckage. Love you, need you, want you. Mark Rohde, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.